Okay, let's dive in. Today we're looking at something pretty big, something really changing the landscape for a massive technology space, Salesforce implementation, but seeing it through a totally new lens, an AI-powered one.
That's right. We're digging into this really interesting article from Login Academy, authors Shivam Parmar and Pratik Kataria. And they're not just talking about, adding a few AI bells and whistles to Salesforce. No, it's a picture of completely re-engineering the whole process right from the start.
Right. So our goal here in this deep dive is to really unpack what they actually mean by AI native when they talk about Salesforce. How's it different from, how things have usually been done? Why is it shaking things up so much? And maybe the biggest question, what does it mean for you, for the people in businesses actually doing these projects?
Exactly. And the core idea, they hit this right away, is it's about swapping out those manual person-heavy tasks with intelligent automation. They argue this just dramatically speeds things up, boosts consistency, makes systems more adaptable, and crucially, gives a much better ROI for companies putting money into Salesforce. It's a really fundamental shift.
Okay, maybe let's zoom out just a bit first, put this into the wider context. I mean, AI is touching pretty much every industry now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's way past being just a buzzword. It's actively, reshaping how businesses operate all over the place. The article actually pulls up some pretty stark numbers, like McKinsey data from 2024 showing 78% of organizations worldwide are using AI somewhere.
78%. Wow.
Yeah, and that's up from 55% just the year before in 2023. So rapid growth.
That is fast adoption. And what about specifically in like sales teams?
Yeah, the impact there is quite clear too. The source mentions AI-enabled sales teams are seeing better revenue growth. It was something like 83% reporting growth versus only 66% for teams not using AI.
Okay, so measurable results.
Definitely. And it's not just improving existing stuff, it's enabling completely new business models too.
Like what?
Well, they mentioned things like usage-based insurance, where your premium changes based on real data, or real-time predictive maintenance for equipment. Even on-demand product customization, it's moving away from static, fixed models towards things that are dynamic, that adapt. And AI is the engine making that possible.
Right. So AI isn't just a tech add-on. It's becoming baked into the actual business model.
Exactly that. It's the intelligence behind these really responsive, evolving systems we're starting to see.
So, okay, if AI is driving all this speed and dynamism everywhere else, what does that mean for the old school way of implementing something like Salesforce? The article suggests that traditional manual approach is feeling the heat now.
It really draws a sharp contrast. That traditional method, as they paint it, is incredibly human heavy. Mm. You think about those projects, weeks tied up in discovery workshops, painstakingly, manually clicking through configurations, setting up fields, workflows, rules, writing custom Apex code.
And then testing.
And then rounds and rounds of testing, often manual too. It's a lot of effort.
Honestly, it sounds like a process from maybe a decade ago.
It kind of is. And it's just looking increasingly slow and inefficient next to what AI can do now. They cite this Forrester Research prediction from 2024. It suggests AI-powered CRM implementations could slash delivery costs by, get this, 40 to 60%.
40 to 60%. Wow. For consulting firms that, built their business on billing for all those manual hours, That's huge. The article actually calls it an existential threat. That's strong language.
It definitely puts that possibility out there. The whole value proposition for consulting is shifting under their feet, really. The article gives a good example, Wiley, the education company.
Okay.
They use Salesforce integrated AI agents and managed to boost their case resolution efficiency by 40%. Basically, offloading repetitive queries, letting the system make faster, smarter decisions. And the point made is this wasn't just tweaking things.
Right.
It was totally reimagining how they did support.
And Salesforce itself is pushing this too, right? With tools like Einstein GPT, Agentforce, automating things like lead routing, answering common questions, keeping data updated.
Exactly. So the consulting firms becoming most sought after aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest teams anymore.
It's the ones who can deliver those AI-driven outcomes faster.
Precisely. Speed and intelligence, not just manpower.
Okay, this brings us to a really critical point the article makes. This distinction between AI bolt-on versus AI native. I think this is key for you listening to understand. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, it's a really fundamental difference. It's about mindset and it's about how you actually do the project. A lot of the older ways, the source argues, treat AI as Well, an add-on, a bolt-on.
So you do the project the usual way first.
Pretty much. You go through your traditional discovery, design, build phases, mostly manual. And then maybe after deployment, you sprinkle in some AI features like predictive lead scoring or maybe some smarter reports.
Okay, so AI comes after the main build.
Right. It's enhancing an existing manually built structure. That's the bolt-on.
And AI native. How's that different?
That's what they call the ground-up redesign. Here, AI is woven into the entire project lifecycle, right from day zero. It starts with AI analyzing the initial needs, maybe reading an RFP document, and goes all the way through generating draft user stories, helping design the solution, actually building the configurations and code, and even creating test scripts.
Whoa. So the human experts, they aren't doing the clicking and the coding anymore. What's their job then?
Their role shifts. They become more like orchestrators, validators. They use their deep expertise to guide the AI, to apply strategic thinking, to fine-tune what the AI produces, make sure it hits the business goals, meets compliance, rather than manually constructing every single piece themselves.
That completely flips the script on how these projects are delivered, doesn't it? Instead of selling blocks of human time.
Yeah.
You're selling the outcome.
Yeah.
Intelligence, speed, adaptability.
Exactly. The article uses a neat analogy. It says AI native isn't just your standard project with the chatbot tacked on. Just like, you know, cloud native software isn't just your old on-premise software running on a cloud server.
Right. Different architecture.
Totally. An AI native system is designed from the get-go to be intelligent, to iterate quickly, and to evolve over time almost by default.
So if the core approach is that different, it must change everything else, too, like the project methodology, the system architecture, how delivery actually happens.
Absolutely. It's a domino effect. Think about methodology the old way.
Yeah.
Often pretty linear, maybe waterfall, maybe classic agile, but relying on static tools, moving through distinct phases, discover, design, build, test.
Right. Very stage gated.
Yeah. And with AI native, it becomes this continuous iterative loop powered by AI. AI agents can spin up draft designs or user stories almost instantly based on the inputs. Then the human team jumps in to validate, refine, set the strategy. The whole focus shifts. Speed and the rate of iteration become the key progress metrics, not just ticking off phases.
And what about the architecture of the Salesforce system itself? How does AI change that?
Well, traditionally, a lot of the business logic gets hard-coded, right, into apex rules, into flows. It can be quite rigid. The AI native idea pushes towards something they call adaptive architecture.
Adaptive architecture.
Yeah, where AI engines are constantly observing how the system's being used, looking at performance, and potentially even adjusting the logic in real time based on what they learn.
Okay. Can you give an example of what that might look like in practice?
Maybe think about a user interface that subtly changes based on how you interact with it most often, or a data model that's constantly feeding insights back to an AI, which then optimizes, say, a sales process automatically. You can actually see Salesforce investing in things like Generative Lightning Canvas and AI-driven metadata configuration. It points towards this future where the CRM becomes much more dynamic, more responsive to actual use.
Fascinating. The delivery model, you said leaner teams.
Much leaner, potentially. The old model needed big teams, often billed by time or milestones achieved. The AI native model uses smaller teams, but they have these specialized skills, AI expertise, strategic thinking. And because AI is doing so much heavy lifting,
deliverables come faster.
Potentially in hours or days, not weeks or months for certain things. And this opens up different ways to structure deals, too. Maybe pricing based on the outcomes achieved, or even subscriptions tied to using the AI platform.
So when they talk about these dramatic results, like projects shrinking from, say, 10 months down to one, that's feasible because of all these interconnected changes. Methodology, architecture, delivery model.
That's the potential. The source outlines, yes. Success starts being measured differently, too. It's about speed to impact, how adaptable the solution is, not just how many people worked on it or for how long.
Okay, this sounds really transformative in theory. Can we maybe walk through what an AI native implementation actually looks like, step by step, based on the article?
Sure. It kicks off right from the beginning, day zero, they call it, with intelligent automation. So AI agents take the initial inputs, could be an RFP document, transcripts from interviews, maybe existing process maps.
And they analyze that.
Yeah, they analyze it. And based on that, they can start recommending things like which Salesforce clouds or products fit best. They can auto-generate a first draft of a solution blueprint, even create draft proposals, initial timelines, maybe even spin up a basic demo org with some relevant setup.
Wow. Okay. So the AI does a lot of that initial spade work, understanding the scope and suggesting a path.
Exactly. Gets you started much faster. Then you move into what they call predictive and generative configuration.
Right.
So you have AI design agents. They take the business requirements and translate them into the structured bits Salesforce needs, like detailed metadata definitions, data model suggestions, security roles, even draft user stories.
And then build agents take over.
Then AI build agents can actually generate the components that Apex code, the flows, the configuration assets needed to make it real in Salesforce.
Is there an example in the source of what a build agent might create?
Yeah, they mentioned support automation. An AI build agent could potentially write, say, an Apex trigger, maybe one that automatically closes inactive support cases after a certain period. And importantly, it would build in best practices for things like efficiency and code quality right from the start.
That must save just a ton of manual coding and configuration time. And I assume it doesn't stop once the system is built.
No, absolutely not. It's designed for continuous learning and optimization. That's key. AI can keep an eye on how the system's actually being used once it's live. It analyzes performance data, usage patterns,
and suggests improvements.
Exactly. It might spot bottlenecks in your sales process and suggest specific automations to speed things up, or recommend ways to automate how service cases get escalated. Even support bots can learn and get better based on real customer interactions over time.
But just to be clear, this isn't like flipping a switch and letting the AI run wild, right? Humans are still involved.
Oh, absolutely critical. The article really emphasizes this human-in-the-loop governance. Okay.
Yeah.
The human consultants, the business experts, the architects, they are still vital. They oversee everything the AI produces. They apply their judgment, their experience. They ensure everything aligns with complex business rules, ethics, and compliance needs like GDPR or IPA.
So the AI is augmenting the humans, making them faster, more strategic.
Precisely. It's augmentation, not replacement. It leads to smarter, faster outcomes, but with human control and oversight ensuring it's done right.
This fundamental shift in how the work gets done obviously means a shift in who does the work and what skills become most valuable. Let's talk about the new roles popping up in this AI native world.
Yeah, it's a really interesting evolution. As the more routine, repetitive tasks get automated away,
mm-hmm.
the human expertise shifts upwards. It becomes more strategic, more analytical, more about connecting different parts of the business. The article stresses that successful teams will be the ones blending deep business knowledge with, you know, AI literacy and a real capacity to adapt.
The source points out a few specific new roles. Prompt engineers caught my eye. Tell us about them.
Right. This is a fascinating one. Prompt engineers are basically specialists in talking to the AI. They get really skilled at crafting the precise instructions, the prompts that guide these generative AI agents to produce exactly what's needed and at high quality.
So translating business needs into AI language.
Kind of, yeah. They translate maybe a complex business requirement into an effective prompt for an AI agent. They work on optimizing the AI's output, whether that's user stories, configuration diagrams, code snippets, whatever. And they collaborate closely with the consultant to make sure the AI-driven solution actually works for the business.
The article calls prompt engineering a high-leverage skill. Why high leverage?
Because the quality of the AI's output is directly tied to the quality of the input, the prompt. A really good prompt engineer can unlock so much more capability from the AI agents. They can dramatically boost the speed and the quality of what gets generated. They become sort of essential navigators in this whole process.
Makes sense. What other kinds of roles are starting to emerge?
Well, there are roles like AI strategists or business AI advisors. Think of them as the bridge.
Bridge between what?
Between the AI capabilities and the actual business results you want to achieve, they're the ones identifying the best opportunities to use AI in sales, service, marketing, wherever. They define those use cases clearly, and they also make sure the AI is being used ethically and effectively.
So it sounds a bit like the next evolution of a traditional business analyst.
That's exactly how the article describes them. The evolved BA, basically. Someone who combines that business savvy with a solid grasp of AI's potential and also its limits. Another role they mention is AI platform trainer.
Trainers? Like teaching the AI?
Kind of, yeah. They specialize in tuning the AI agents for a specific company's context. So maybe they'd fine-tune a support automation agent using that company's actual historical support tickets and how they were resolved. They curate specific data sets to handle unusual situations, and they monitor how the AI is learning to keep optimizing it.
Huh. So it's like onboarding for an AI that's always learning.
The source compares it to onboarding a junior team member, but one that learns incredibly fast and can scale up instantly. And then, you know, the traditional roles, developers, admins, they don't vanish, but they definitely evolve.
How do their jobs change in this AI world?
They become collaborators with the AI. They need to learn how to prompt effectively to get the AI to generate useful code snippets or configuration ideas. Their focus shifts more towards validating what the AI produces, extending it, handling the really complex or strategic customizations, and thinking more about the overall business logic rather than just the nuts and bolts of manual coding or config. There's a great quote in the article from Jayesh Govindarajan at Salesforce AI Engineering.
Oh, yeah.
He says something like, "Understanding the business problem is more important than knowing how to write code in this new reality."
Wow, that really does flip the perspective on traditional tech skills.
It really does. And finally, with AI becoming more powerful, you also see the need for roles focused squarely on AI governance and ethics. These folks ensure AI use stays within the lines, complying with privacy laws like GDPR or HIPAA, checking algorithms for fairness and bias, setting up clear rules for how the AI should handle uncertainty or mistakes. Really critical, especially in regulated sectors.
This all sounds incredibly powerful, but to make it happen, you probably need more than just general AI tools like ChatGPT, right? You'd need platforms built specifically for this.
Yeah, you definitely do. The article makes that point quite strongly.
Yeah.
To really do this AI native approach properly, especially for something complex like Salesforce, you need purpose-built AI platforms. They use getgenerative.ai as an example of this type of platform.
Okay, and what makes a platform like that different from just, you know, using a general large language model?
Well, getgenerative.ai is described as this integrated platform, but it's made up of specialized AI agents. Each agent is specifically designed and trained for a particular phase of a Salesforce project. There are agents for pre-sales, design, build, test, deploy, even ongoing support.
Ah, so they're specialists and they work together across the whole project.
Exactly. And the big benefit they highlight is that these agents pass information and context seamlessly between phases. That's huge because it helps eliminate those knowledge gaps or data losses that can happen in manual projects when you hand off from, say, the design team to the build team.
Right. Avoids things getting lost in translation. And are clients using platforms like this seeing real results? What kind of impact does the source mention?
Yeah, they point to some pretty striking outcomes reported by clients. Things like up to 10 times faster project delivery. That's what they report, yeah. Also, significant cost savings because you're cutting down so much manual work. Fewer bugs and rework, apparently, because of that smoother flow from design to build to test. And better client satisfaction, too, because you can get working prototypes or demos in front of them in days, not drag it out for weeks.
That example they gave about an AI design agent generating like 300 user stories automatically and then the build agent configuring the system based on that, that really puts meat on the bones of the month saved idea.
It definitely illustrates the potential scale of the automation. And the article stresses these aren't just generic AI tools dropped onto Salesforce. They're enterprise-ready platforms. They're pre-trained specifically on Salesforce details, metadata structures, standard objects, best practices. They integrate directly with Salesforce tools and APIs like the Metadata API or DevOps Center. They're built with enterprise data security and compliance in mind. And the AI models can often be customized further for a specific company's needs.
Okay, so wrapping this all up then, the main takeaway from this deep dive seems to be that AI native Salesforce implementation isn't some sci-fi future thing. It's here now. And it's becoming a serious competitive advantage.
That's exactly the message. For organizations that lean into this shift, the potential payoff looks huge. Dramatically faster projects, CRMs that are genuinely adaptive and keep getting better, much better ROI, higher user adoption. And ultimately, it gives them a real strategic edge in markets that just demand more speed and agility all the time.
The article's conclusion sums it up nicely, I thought. It's fast, it's intelligent, it's AI native. And it's fundamentally changing implementation from this long slog of manual work into something much more like intelligent delivery, potentially happening in days.
It really reframes the entire potential of what these technology projects can achieve.
So given this really clear shift towards AI driving the process and these new kinds of roles like prompt engineering taking center stage, here's something for you to think about. How might you start adapting your own skills or maybe your team's approach in light of all this, whether you're hands-on with tech, managing projects, or even just trying to keep up with how AI is reshaping things? What could this shift mean for your own path forward?